Kati Martin is chairwoman of the Committee to Protect Journalists. She's just returned from Belgrade, where she spoke on Saturday with President Milosevic. Martin had negotiated with the Serbian leader on the same issue of press freedom last year during the peace talks in Dayton, Ohio. This time, they met on the outskirts of the Serbian capital at the villa of former Yugoslav leader Josip Broz Tito.
Tito's villa is quite isolated from the rest of Belgrade. It's on a hill from where you cannot hear the noise of the city below. And the noise of the city is pretty deafening these days because although the demonstrators who come out, as you well know, regularly every afternoon now by the thousands, estimates vary from 70 to 150,000, all carry noisemakers of all manner, whistles and you know, kids. It's a family affair. Kids carry horns and noisemakers and so on. But from Tito's villa, you can't hear a thing.
What was the room like and how did the conversation begin?
Well, the room is sort of communist baroque. It's everything is larger than life. The chairs are enough for three of us to sit in. They're meant to shrink the visitor down to the size where the great leader wants you to be. And everything is big and ornate and gold and meant to be impressive and is. And as I say, lots of servants. We had breakfast, after which I didn't have to eat for 48 hours. Everything Milosevic does is meant to impress.
President Milosevic has good English. Did you talk in English?
Oh, yes, we always do. We always do. He said he was happy to see me. And, you know, no, I think in a way he was, because he reminded me of the historic days that we had shared in Dayton at Wright-Patterson Airfield. And Dayton, for him, was a very proud moment when he really felt that that he had the support not only of the United States but of the world. And as I very soon after I shook his hand and thanked him for seeing me, I told him that that support had now been squandered, but that he could still take steps to reverse that, but that he had a very serious image problem.
Well, what in the world really did you talk about for 2.5 hours?
Well, you know, like all old-fashioned communist-style bosses, conversation is a foreign concept for him. He gives speeches. And what you have to do is wait for those moments when he draws breath and then jump in. He reminded me of everything that he had delivered for the United States, namely peace in Bosnia, and how the United States had not really come through with anything for him. And I have to tell you that I last saw him, I paid another call on him in spring, in May of this past year, on the same issue of press freedom violations. And since then, the demeanor, the body language have changed quite radically. I think this is a man who is feeling not only isolated, but I think quite stunned at what's happening around him. Not that he would admit that, but for example, he was chain smoking the whole time, and I don't remember him smoking more than one cigarette an hour. You know, I mean, all Serbs seem to smoke, unfortunately, but he was chain smoking this time. That was a radical sign that the man is feeling beleaguered. He should.
Did you ask him about the increasing isolation today? For example, Secretary of State Warren Christopher talked about Serbia being, as we heard, an unreformed dictatorship. And there's talk again of economic sanctions coming against Serbia. Did you speak with him about that?
Yes. He's well aware of that, but unfortunately, he thinks that he can ride this out if he just bides his time. He is counting on the students and the demonstrators losing their steam, losing their enthusiasm. It's bitter cold in Belgrade and very dreary, and gets dark at, by 4 o'clock it's dark. And it's quite remarkable that this has gone on now for about 3 weeks. I don't think it is going to run out of steam. He did say that he's ruled out using force. I mean, that was one of the first things I asked him was, you know, you always have to give something. I said, I commend you on your restraint thus far. I hope that you continue in that vein. And he said, oh, yes. He said, I have discouraged my own supporters from staging a counter demonstration. And you know what? I think he has.
Cadi Martin is a radio host and chairwoman of the Committee to Protect Journalists. She talked with us from our bureau in New York.